All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Igal Sudman, the CEO of IRCAN Holdings. And Igal, good to see you. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah. Excited to learn a bit more about the company. Give me sort of a bit of an overview.
Yeah, fantastic. So IRCAN is really a B2B processing facility. We're concentrating on providing post-harvest solutions for other LPs in Canada. We are concentrated in Canada specifically. And our concentration is really more towards the oil derivatives market. So we don't really touch the flour. We don't provide any, pre-rolls or flour packaging. We have two separate verticals that we're concentrating on. One is the extraction and toll services for other LPs. We extract right now about between 1,000 and 1,500 kilos a week of biomass input for ourselves for inventory management, as well as, if required by other toll services or toll services that are required by other LPs. The other side is really a co-packing where we're concentrating on providing oil-infused product, be it vape cartridges, tinctures, or topicals. And we work with other LPs to bring products to market. We have the variety of licenses. We have the processing license. We have the amendment for sales licenses, as well as R&D. So any requirements that LP may have in Canada, we can facilitate transactions on.
And you also operate a facility in Pickering, is that right? Can you tell me a bit about this facility?
Yeah, so we are in Pickering, right off the highway. It's close proximity to probably about 200 LPs now, or within driving distance to 200 LPs in Ontario, but we do ship throughout Canada. So it's about 10,000 square feet, about 8,500 square feet under license. We have about 5,000 square feet that we built out, and that's what we started with. And we're going through phase two now construction to build the rest of it out to increase the production capabilities that we have right now.
Yeah, you've just raised a little money as well, and that's going to go towards that phase two expansion?
Yeah, 100%. What we did is we did a small raise. We're usually very careful about, the amounts that we raise. We look at, other people's money as we look at our own. And we did do that. We asked for about 500,000. That's what we initially intended to raise. It was, oversubscribed and priced at, even above market or what we was trading on, because I think people do believe at what we're doing and what we're bringing to the market.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about a couple of deals that you've signed recently, one of which is with Canmart, the other is with Patient's Choice. So tell me about these two deals and why they're so important to the company.
Yeah, so both of these and other ones that we are assessing to sign are on the medicinal side. As you can appreciate, in Canada, there is the rec space as well as the medicinal space. The rec space, all the communication, all the sales are through the provincial boards. The medicinal side is direct to consumer or direct to patient interaction. So both Canmart and Patient Choice and others are able to offer that through their platform as a filling service. So we have products that we can bring, probably a better value, better proposition for medicinal users. And it's important for us to start in integrating our services and products into that industry.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the rest of this year. What should investors be looking for the company?
As cannabis space has been a little bit tricky over the last couple of years, specifically from financials. So we are really concentrating on bringing that to market and letting the investors and the community know that, it is possible to run a successful, profitable business. And we are concentrating on that. So the two main contributors of what we want to bring is financials that are going to be coming out over the next couple of weeks with our last quarter and what we intend to do and what we have done. And the second one is really the expansion and the opening of the second phase, which we hope that is going to be up and running probably within 60 to 90 days. It's pretty much, it's mostly built. So you're just incorporating into the incorporating production and equipment into it.
Well, we're really excited to learn a bit more about the company. Congratulations on those two deals that you mentioned, and we look forward to talking again real soon. Thanks very much.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
All right. There's Igal Sudman, the CEO of IRCAN Holdings.